Previously, on the Adventure Zone Ethersea, there's just guidance slumped over her desk, but you have never seen a tone wheel on her desk before. It is a note in guidance's handwriting, and it reads, "Hominine is gone. It was all for nothing. I'm so sorry, Benevolence. I'm so sorry, Devo."
Who did this?
It would seem that she did it, Devo.
Oh, I don't. No, this is the bullshit part. No.
She wrote this note. Something hits you like a sack of bricks.
She never called him Devo.
Exactly.
First is to talk to Brother Seldom about their work with the Wisp and see where they had gotten with this to see if this is tied into it.
A lot of people in, like, Joshy's Knuckle are not psyched about the parish.
Aloysius Supreme is dead.
No way.
There's an open spot for a Ballister who knows their way around finance and trade. And if you ever call me kid again, I will control your mind and make you slap yourself in the face so hard that you piss your pants. Do you understand me? Devo walks out of the room.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do not want him in here anymore.
Bob, check! That was a really good one!
What's up?
Not me!
Go ahead and call the doctor. Amber and Zooks, as you leave Uncle Joshy's cloaca, I don't actually like having it be possessive like that, because
it is.
It's not a hole in Uncle Joshy's body. He's got, I would say, sort of the standard human holes.
Well, we'll just assume that when you're saying Uncle Joshy's cloaca, we mean the building, and that if you want to say the cloaca that Joshy had is in his body now that the sallow has happened,
yeah,
you can say
sure.
Uncle Joshy's sallow bracket body, or cloaca
Uncle
bracket
Joshy's
body.
Uncle Joshy's tangible cloaca. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you all come out of his place of business to find Devo stewing outside after having been...
He's crying.
Removed from... Oh, boy. Okay.
But, it's definitely an angry crying.
Yeah. What other kind is there?
Well, I mean, there's sad crying, Griffin.
Yeah, it just makes me angry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. It's okay. There are lots of other cloacas to explore. Ew. No? Amber, are you pissed at Devo?
No. Why would I be pissed at Devo? Why on earth, when he wandered into my home away from home for the past 20 years and started shitting the bed in front of everybody, why on earth would I be pissed off? Just because I was hugely embarrassed and almost had to put him on the ground at Josh's behest? No. Why would I be pissed off? There's no reason for that.
Oh, whew, good. Bullet dodged. Whew. And so Devo, no need to cry?
Hey, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid.
Devo?
Yes, Amber.
I'm not talking to you. Get it the fuck under control, all right?
How about I'm your friend and we work together and you didn't stand up for me in there? And in fact, neither one of you have asked if I'm fucking okay.
Why do I care if you're okay or not? You're a grown... I know you were raised as a baby in a baby prison. You're a grown adult.
Yeah.
You got thrown out of a bar for good. For acting like an ass. Tough niggas.
That's not what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Everybody just take a breath.
No, you know what? You want to pamper him? You want to powder his bottom?
No.
You go right ahead.
No.
I'm done.
What? No. Why are you mad at me?
Amber,
what did I
do? Amber walks away.
Wait, Amber. Oh, what is going on? What is happening with us?
Well, let's see. My mother figure of 17 years was murdered. And so I'm feeling a lot of emotions, and Amber is acting like a callous piece of shit. So I think one of us might be in the right, and one of us might be wrong. That's just my...
Ah, damn it. Okay, Amber chops him in the throat.
Whoa. You can make an attack roll.
I am. That is what I'm doing.
Whoa.
Let's see here. I rolled the wrong thing.
That says unarmed strike to hit 12.
Is that right?
My AC is 13, baby.
Okay.
Wow. That's hugely embarrassing.
That was a warning. You do not know how close. I feel like I came within one of really doing some damage. All right. That's because it was a warning. Yeah, you can run your mouth to other people. Joshy has too much respect for me to bring you down, but I don't. You and I.
You and I what?
You're a good kid.
I am an adult, if I remember your words correctly.
There you go. Look, see, you're learning already.
So how about you treat me like an adult?
Act like one. Out here, you don't get handed things. You don't get people bringing you things and telling you that you're the future, all right? You left that behind. That was your decision. Out here, you get respect by deserving it. Joshy's done more for this community than you could possibly imagine. Yeah, I know. He's got his rough edges. But down here, that's how you get treated like an adult. Listen, that's how you get respect, is you earn it.
From what I can tell, from what I've seen, you have a bunch of friends who treat you like a piece of shit, and you've been treated like a piece of shit a lot in your life, and I'm very sorry about this. But at least at the parish, people would occasionally say, how's it going? How is your day? Are you doing okay? Oh, you look like shit. Are you okay? Some sort of interest beyond just what someone can do for them professionally or on a job or something along those lines. They would have some kind of personal interaction. Then here I am in... real, having real issues. Mm. And if I try to bring them up, you either walk away or try to punch me in the throat.
Maybe if your response to this was not the exact same response as any time someone looks at you cross.
Yes.
Maybe if it wasn't the same fucking outburst every single time things didn't go your way.
Well, maybe if you were comfortable talking about emotions, huh? Maybe if you could talk about emotions without it making you uncomfortable or bored or whatever, then maybe it would be something you could help me deal with instead of expecting me to take care of everything on my own.
This is what kills me about you. This is what kills me about you. You care so much. Care so much about her. You're so sad. Yet, whoever did it is out there running around right now, and you'd rather cry in a hall and make an ass of yourself at the cloaca than get out there and do something about it. That's being an adult.
Your assumption is that I can control my emotions. I am magic, not perfect.
Oh, yeah, you can try.
Okay. Stop. Both of you stop. Listen. This is something we can hash out at some other time. I'm sorry.
I want all of you to make perception checks, please, as you are carrying on in the middle of the street in Joshy's knuckle.
So carry on, my wayward sons.
I got a dirty 20, Griffin.
So you did.
15 minus 1.
That's a performance check you did roll, Justin.
I got an 8?
Okay.
A talking cat?
I did that time. I got a natural 20.
Okay, yeah. Devo and Amber, especially you, Amber, you noticed the shit out of it. In fact, maybe you were so you were distracted by what you see that you don't actually hear Zooks' intervention as he steps in to try to squash the beef between the two of you.
I probably should have had to roll with disadvantage because
why is that?
Because I was like mid conversation with somebody else, right? Like my perception wouldn't be like at its best.
Well, but you do have to stay hypervigilant for sharks and attacks from your
agent. Okay, we are right outside.
He could, and you just got him, you know? Like he's waiting for the chance to get. Anyway, between the two of you, where you are sort of squared off in the middle of the street here, you see a message appear in faint glowing script on the street between you. And this message reads, "Stop making a scene. Meet me at Nermal's pile at Lights Out. The Beholder."
So it was literally a street sign.
It was, and it's there for a moment, and Zooks will say that, you know, Devo and Amber stop fighting and look down at the street for a bit, and it catches your attention what they are looking at, and you see it too before it vanishes.
I think that Zooks would take that as meaning they were hanging their heads in shame, so he thinks,
Mission accomplished.
I did it.
Griffin, I want to see if I know anything about like messages like this. If I've seen this before,
yeah. I mean, you don't have to roll for that, right? Like, this is a magic. This is a very basic illusory script spell. Like, this is
that something that like they teach in the church, or is it something like, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe, but it's also I think a thing that like you can buy a projector. Like, you don't have to be a wizard to do this. Like, there's devices that can achieve this, right? Yeah. And so you see this message that kind of, you know, you all take a beat, and then it's gone.
Can you tell us what the message was again? I'm not trying to be difficult.
Sure. Stop making a scene. Meet me at Nermal's pile at Lights Out. The Beholder.
Off of my dirty 20 and Amber's 23, I won't speak for Amber. I'm looking around because the stop making a scene makes me think somebody is watching.
Yeah, this. I'm really perceptive right now. Is there any, do I spot any sort of like
anybody? Shrouded figure?
Yeah, right?
I will say that there's some people on the street who are just watching you having a fight. All of the patrons inside of the cloaca are looking in at you. I think you see Uncle Joshy is there kind of like rubbing his head, and Chauncey is there, and he looks very, very emotionally fragile right now, seeing you all fight. I think there's a lot of people around here, and it would be impossible to kind of tell who is the one who put this down.
Okay. I think Devo looks at Amber and says, "We are not done discussing this, but I certainly am aware of how public this is, and I think we need to move on for now."
Yeah, all right. Come on, let's get out of here, Zooks. Great point or whatever. Let's go.
Well, later. It is not even close to Lights Out, so you have some time to kill. What is it that you all are doing next?
What time is it right now?
Lights out. I haven't worked out how time works in a place where you can't see the sun. So I imagine Lights Out, I think, refers to the weird starfish with faces that are sort of on the shelf wall across from the city. That is the main sort of form of illumination and maybe probably.
But they would have definitely had to develop some kind of like light cycle for.
Yeah, sure. They probably did. But for this message just said Lights Out. That's all it said.
Okay. Right. Okay. Also, nope. Can we ride light cycles around?
Sure. Yeah. That's in the next. That's in the DLC.
All right, y'all. Let's stand motionless for 6 hours.
Okay. we're gonna hit select.
In real time.
Oh, okay. Or we could go talk to Brother Seldom to see if he knows anything about the Wiz. Oh,
yeah, fine.
Okay.
I thought mine was a little bit more verite. You know what I mean? Like, it really brings
we'll
you
release
the moment.
Yours for Boko.
Release to us the 6 hours of silence you guys actually recorded.
Do you guys know what I would do for 6 hours of silence. I would risk it all. I would risk it all for 6 hours of silence. That is an impossible dream.
And then
Devo's already walking. Okay. Devo's already walking.
But Amber's walking first, and she's walking faster than him.
Devo's walking cooler.
How do you counter, Amber? You just going to take that?
Let me roll athletics. 22. I mean, she's absolutely walking faster.
And stronger. No, it's like a stronger walk.
No, don't put words in my mouth. She's just faster.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't see his walk because she's in front of him.
Okay, well then...
I rolled a 21 performance, so I'm fucking killing this cool walk.
Okay. Zooks, how are you walking?
Dejectedly, but bringing up the rear.
Roll a sadness check to see how dejected your walk is.
Let's see. Sadness. Oh, I don't have sadness check.
Oh, you don't have sadness? You got to roll sadness, my dude.
How about pissed off? Everybody's pissed off. I think Zooks isn't pissed off.
I mean, I'm not pissed off. My character is.
Yeah, we were acting, Dad.
That was acting.
Your dad reflex is triggered, though, and you're like, this drama has gone on too long.
I'll no turn drama this podcast, on this podcast around.
Okay. Let's get back to rolling about swords.
Hey, fine. Go.
Oh, no.
Each other.
That's the truth. No, you made your choice. There was a dramatic scene happening, and your character said, enough drama. Enough acting. We have to get back to the mystery.
How about enough circular rhetoric where it was just,
You're not wrong. Okay, now I'm mad at you for real. I'm not mad at Trails. I am mad at Clint.
Oh man, this is definitely going to fuel the McElroy secretly fight all the time when they're not recording conspiracy theories.
It's not secret.
It's public now, baby. Let it all out. Hear that dirty laundry.
Okay,
next scene.
Because of how fast you were walking, the door to the schoolhouse in the ballast opens up, and it's just Amber standing on the doorstep, just kind of panting while Devo's just like, 100 feet behind, just doing a really cool strut, still kind of angry about it, and Zook's pulling up the rear. And when the door...
Walking like Charlie Brown.
Yeah, exactly. And the door opens, and there's nobody there, but then you look down, and you do see Skittles is looking up at you, and he looks... confused at first when he just sees you, Amber, but then when he sees the other two, he kind of nods and then opens the door wider and says, and gestures you in.
I go in.
Okay. You walk into the schoolhouse, and it is late enough that school is not in session. It's quiet. You see Beck first, and she
playing the washboard.
Playing the washboard and
with two turntables and a microphone.
Fuck. Okay. No, she's actually packing. She is throwing some of her stuff into a big bag. She doesn't seem to be in like a hurry. She's not like evacuating or her pace doesn't seem to be one of panic, but she is sort of getting her stuff together. And she looks over and sees the three of you, and she's like, "Oh, hey." Oh my God! It's you all. It's great to see you. What are you all doing here?
You're looking for Seldom, but are you going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm getting back out there. I actually have been saving up for a while, and I bought a ship. Yeah, it's nothing. I mean, it's sort of a single person and one octopus cruiser, so nothing huge, but enough to get out there and do some jobs. Thought about applying for the brokerage, but I might just kind of do my own thing for a while.
Remind me, how old are you?
Old enough. Hey, okay. There's a funk. Like, since you all walked in here, there's been a sort of tangible funk, sort of in like a miasma in the air. Is everything okay?
Amber is the one who always wants to talk about emotions. So, Amber, what do you think? Is everything okay?
That's like exactly what just happened there. That's like exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, where's Seldom?
He yells from an adjacent room. I'm here. One moment. And he walks in and sees the three of you.
We need to talk, Sally, but. Beck, be careful out there. I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's your life, but be careful. And if you need us, you have our numbers, right? Or do you? Here it is. This is our numbers.
This is a lot. This is like 35 numbers.
We have three phones, so
okay. That does not divide evenly three ways, but okay.
Well, just use the first ones. It doesn't matter.
She says, all right, I'll keep an eye out. And she gives Brother Seldom a big hug, and so does Skittles. And she heads out the door with her stuff. And he sighs, and he says, how are you doing, Devo?
Thank you so much for asking. Not good.
Yes. Me either. It's, do you want a drink?
Yes.
He grabs some glasses. Actually, they're sort of like stoneware, mugs. And
are you sure?
He sets, well, let me think about it. No, you're right, Justin. They're glasses.
Like, okay.
Maybe they're carved wooden goblets, the carpenter.
That's ridiculous. Okay. They are glassware. He sets them down and pour some wine. He looks at you, Zooks, and he says, would you like to imbibe? I don't know if that's something you care for.
Just falls out of different hole.
Yeah, I'm not... Do I?
I mean, that's what happens to most of us.
I'm not sure if I've ever had... Have I had? I mean, I had some of that skunk stuff, right?
Oh, my God. This is what my day's about now. You got to try a little bit.
You don't.
Yeah, I'll take a... I'll have a snootful.
Okay.
Look at you. I already know some of the lingo going in.
He hands everybody a glass, and he raises his glass, and he says, to guidance, not the easiest person to have in your life, but she will be missed. And he drinks his glass.
Here, here.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, Sally, from what we can tell, you are the last person to have seen her alive. At least this is what Adelaide says. Adelaide says that there were no other visitors after you left.
Yes, that is, from what I understand, what the truth of the matter. We were working fairly late on decrypting the artifact that you recovered from that golden ship, and we had not yet cracked it, but she was tireless in her pursuit of the knowledge contained within, and I retired to my quarters, and that was the last I saw of her either.
When you left, did it feel like you two were making progress?
It's hard to say. This technology, Devo, I'm not sure how well-versed you are in sort of the old ways, but those devices are not the easiest things to crack into, as it were. So it felt like it, but I would be surprised if she managed to get all the way through the defenses of the Wisp before she was found dead in the morning.
This is very, very important. Maybe it's the most important question, Sally, so I really need you to think.
Okay.
When you left, was there a tone wheel on her desk?
Why would there be a tone wheel on her desk? She had a receptionist, did she not?
She did, yes. This is why this is important. Don't just answer offhand. Remember, picture the room. Was there a tone wheel on her desk?
I do not. I don't know. Maybe. It's that I wasn't. My attention was elsewhere. It's possible. I genuinely cannot tell you.
So, Seldom, can I tell you the thing that is bothering me right now, right? So it seems to us, that what happened was somebody controlled guidance via the tone wheel to make her drink the poison. And there are not a lot of people that are strong enough to make the hand of guidance do this.
I understand why this may be difficult for you. It is never easy when someone who has left such a large footprint in your life leaves it, but I think you might be chasing shadows.
Wait. Sally, you think she would do this?
I think that she lived an incredibly difficult life, and I think her separation from Benevolence himself was a pain that she carried with her quietly. And I don't think there was anything more than that, unless you know of someone who would harbor a grudge against her.
Let's see. Anybody who didn't like the church, anybody who didn't like the way she ran the parish, Benefactor Orlean's a piece of shit. He could have done this. There could have been a spy from, from Harmonine, who infiltrated the city when we had the last, the fleet came in. You haven't asked me if I did it, and I seem like fairly, I mean, I didn't do it.
You would not do anything like this.
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
Did you do it?
No, I did not do it.
Okay.
Are you really asking?
That would have been actually
easy.
That would have been very cool.
He says, I understand my position as a potential suspect. I've not been permitted entry into her quarters by the chaperones for that very reason. I understand the need you have to find answers to this, but I don't want you to make this process harder on yourself than it needs to be.
Seldom. I can tell you the most convincing argument for why she did not do this. I do not know if this has occurred to anybody else, but unless stated otherwise, which from what I can tell, she did not, her death would leave me, the senior hand of the parish, in Founder's Wake.
He puts a hand on your shoulder and he says, maybe she did know that, Devo, and maybe that brought her some small comfort. You look very tired. Have you slept since you've got back to Founder's Wake?
Seldom. I know that I can be impulsive, and I know that I can be hard-headed and difficult. This is not me grasping at straws. This is not me being unwilling to accept the truth. There was a tone wheel on her desk when we went into her office after she had died. She did not have a tone wheel on her desk. She wrote the name Devo. She would have called me Devotion in something as serious as a note like this. She did not do this.
And what of the wisp? Did she finish decrypting?
It was without power, Seldom. So if it was working when you left, either she spilled a really big glass of water on it, or somebody fucked with it.
He looks at you, Zoots and Amber, and he says, and what do you think of the matter?
Oh, I don't think my opinion's worth much here.
It is to me.
Oh, boy. You know, I've seen it happen to a few folks. A lot of times, you don't see it coming. You can't always tell from the outside. But something felt off about it. It just felt wrong. There was something not right. It's just my gut, but the tone wheel's weird. The note's weird. It's weird. I mean, I tell you, there ain't no harm in looking. Because if we look and we're wrong, then there ain't no way to catch.
Do we have the note?
Yeah, I think, you were handed the note by Kodira. So you definitely have it on you.
I have a question from what we've been discussing, some of these other, you know, these other theories. Would it be possible to control somebody through the Wisp if it was powered?
I mean, the Wisp is just a means of storing information and retrieving it. I perhaps it could be some sort of trap that one could decode some sort of message from the Wisp, but that defies my admittedly limited understanding of oration.
What about through the shell phone? Is that possible, to control somebody's mind through a shell phone?
I have not heard of that happening before, but again, it's not my area of expertise.
You haven't answered Devo's question. Was the power on the Wisp when you left?
It was, yes. I was aiding in the decryption of the device when I left.
Seldom?
Yes.
What if it was not controlled through the shell phone, but just triggered?
I don't understand.
Is that if it was something
that's a bad sign if he doesn't understand, because Griffin makes him say things.
Yeah. That it was already planted in her mind, and it was just triggered through the phone.
This is exactly what I was worried about. I believe you are getting into conjecture about the nature of magic, which there are seldom few answers waiting for you. Yes, I understand. I tried actually to avoid that word for that very reason, but...
Makes sense, yes. Yeah.
If you must continue on, I do believe that Orlean would be a better first primary source about the nature of oration. But I don't want you to go too far with him, because I know the nature of your relationship.
Okay. I will attempt not to kill him.
I would appreciate that as a personal favor. You all are, finishing up here, talking to Brother Seldom, and from outside, you see the lights dim a little bit and then come back on, which is, like you're at the theater and they're about to come back from intermission, which is the sign for lights out, where they sort of lower the illumination for the people to sleep in the city.
It's sleepy time for little boys.
It is sleepy time for... Oh, looks like it's sleepy time for little boys, says Brother Seldom.
Oh, already time flies, huh? We need to go, Sally.
Okay. Okay. Be safe. And let me know what you find out.
If there's anything you remember, if there's anything you know...
You will be the first one I contact. You have my word.
And Devo gives him a squeeze on the shoulder and leaves.
Boy, that's pretty emotional for...
Yeah, I know.
Well, I just lost the hand of Guyton. Like,
yeah.
I'm going through the shit.
Yeah.
I think you guys have forgotten that. Even though Devo is kind of an asshole, he still has emotions.
Maybe he has too many emotions.
Oh, I mean, that's often connected, isn't it?
We're outside.
Yeah, you're outside.
So anyways, the lights, where are we at with those?
Ah, damn it. I forgot.
What did you forget?
Oh, well, that place is real important to you, so I was planning to make an ass of myself and just start yelling at people randomly. Shit. All right, next time, right? Next time. Pound it.
Oh, I see. Okay. This was a dig. It's the fact that I...
What? No, no, no. It has nothing to do with you.
It's camaraderie.
No, Zeus buried it. Remember when he said something?
Oh, wait, sorry. Uncle Joshy is coming?
What?
And when she looks, Devo starts heading for Nermal's pile.
Damn it!
She doesn't act like someone with plus three perception, I gotta say.
Well, you forget I have a plus nine persuasion. So my natural persuasion. Yeah, my natural persuasion.
And you're a plus six with gullibility.
All right.
That would be a good character match. It's like they could see everything, and every time they see anything, they're like, "Oh hell yeah, I gotta get everything." It's that sign says free ice cream. Hell yeah, I saw it from 30 yards away. That looks extremely free.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Hi, my name is Graham Clark, and I'm one half of the podcast Stop Podcasting Yourself, a show that we've recorded for many, many years. And at the moment, instead of being in person, we're recording remotely, and you wouldn't even notice. You don't even notice the lag.
That's right, Graham. And the great thing about this, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. And,
okay, go ahead.
And you can listen to us every week on MaximumFun.org.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your podcasts.
Did your neighbor back into your car?
Bring that case to Judge Judy.
Think the mailman might be the real father?
Give that one to Judge Mathis.
But does your mom want you to flush her ashes down the toilet at Disney World when she passes away?
Now that's my jurisdiction. Welcome to the court of Judge John Hodgman, where the people are real, the disputes are real, and the stakes are often unusual.
If I got arrested for dumping your ashes in the Jungle Cruise, it would be an honor.
I don't want to be part of somebody getting a super yacht.
I don't know at what point you want to go into this, but we've had a worm bin before.
Available free right now at MaximumFun.org.
Judge John Hodgman, the court of last resort when your wife won't stop pretending to be a cat and knocking the clean laundry over.
You all walk down the smoky, darkened corridors of the...
You guys are going to love the selection here. They have everything.
Of the back alleys of the of Joshy's Knuckle, following Devo, who leads you towards the storefront known as Nermal's Pile. Only when you roll up on Nermal's Pile, she's not there. And her shelves that she's sort of constructed in this alley are empty, similarly. It is well past closing time. You do.
So, how far after lights out is that?
6 tide.
Oh yeah, use the tides. Tides is a good idea.
Yeah, but you're deep in the ocean, so how can you?
Well, there's still tides. You'd still sense the tide.
It's the overtow and the undertow.
Yeah, I guess so. There's clocks, and by fucking complete coincidence, it uses the same times as us.
Oh, what are the odds?
Wow,
So this is Earth in the future.
So it's 1 a.m. in this future Earth. No, that's not canon. Stop it. you do see someone seated on the rim of this big pipe. that normal is usually sticking out of. It is a big person. They are sort of tall and wide and wearing a dark blue cloak that is covering their hair and their mouth, disguising their appearance. This figure looks up at you, and you see a red glow on their face as they light a pipe, and they hold it out, and they say, "You came as I expected."
"And you sent for us as I expected."
"Ha, ha, ha. What a coincidence."
"Indeed. I knew it was you the entire time."
"Then who am I?"
"Oh, fuck, I don't know. I was trying to be..." "Fuck."
"Aha. I did sign my message. So, bad job sort of paying attention, but I am..."
"The Beholder!"
Well done. 10 points.
Thank you.
For Zooks.
"Well, I was trying to give a real name. I could have said the Beholder, too, if I wanted to, but I was trying to... I thought you meant like a real name, like Rumpelstiltskin or something."
"How did you know?" "Just kidding." I am but a witness to the happenings of this city, and a fly on the wall and in the ointment of those who would have total control, but not of me, because I'm the Beholder."
I am. "So sorry. May I know that I by nature am fairly rude and I interrupt a lot, but right now, if I may, I am someone who often is trying to impress and persuade and things. You are laying it on a little bit."
"And
so.
It felt like it."
"Yes." "Okay. It was the confusing thing when you say fly on the wall and fly in the ointment. Like
can't really be both of those." "Okay. Anyway, I'm but a humble little housefly, and it's amazing what you can glean from people when they pay you no mind. Think of me as an info broker. Joshy may think of himself as an info broker, but he's merely my pawn."
"Did you say crypto broker?"
"Yeah.
Info broker.
I got this Duber coin here." "And it'll cost..."
"No, that's one. We can't joke about that because the one thing in Etherscene is that crypto is illegal."
All right.
It's a nightmare feature.
Even to talk about, even to mention, you'll be arrested for 20 years.
It's a nightmare feature where the fiat-spiracy caught up with us and all crypto is illegal except in the hands of a few brave miners, always one step ahead.
They used theirs to fly to the moon and they never came back.
Their pockets full of crypto.
Rule number 6, all crypto is illegal. Everyone except for miners.
Yes.
It's illegal, but it exists, right? There's a brave group. They're always one step ahead. I just outlined it.
No, here's the
thing. This is a compelling side story.
Crypto is illegal because crypto mining is what destroyed the world in the first place.
Okay. No, it was crypt mining. It was going into crypts and finding magic and
stuff.
Right,
and that just releases so much stuff in the atmosphere. Okay.
I still accept cryptocurrency.
Normal?
No, it's the crypt keyword.
That's really good too. All right.
So would you like slash or card? That was cash or card. Yeah.
He said slash because it's like that's how you would murder someone.
Blood. Yes, exactly. Like
scary blood stuff. Okay. He says,
We don't accept hollers.
That's dollars.
Dollars, yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
How many of those were? No, you said you were done last time and then you did one more. So why don't you
tell me? No, but I'm really seriously done this time.
So the Beholder takes another long drag.
All I can think is we also accept piss cover.
No, I would have gone with fiat currency.
Fiat.
Okay.
Like currency.
Now mute your mics. You all are in. Okay. I'm putting you in timeout. You're in Crypt Keeper joke timeout. The Beholder says,
"Blame the Flophouse."
I know. It is really a story.
I always do.
The Beholder says, I rarely want to offer my services for free, but the hand's death is one too many destabilizing events facing this city, and there is more danger than you even know about, but I know about it because I'm just a little fly. So I'm willing to make an exception. I do want to say first that I do watch you all, and I see every... I watch you all, and I see everything, and can you all, like, get it the fuck together? I'm sorry for cussing.
I think we've been fairly effective. We have yet to fail a mission.
We've guessed... I think I've guessed his true name.
Huh?
Reddit.
Oh, boy.
He says, it's just, you know... Devo, you always roll in and you come in so strong and like, but Amber, you're always like, stop it, kid. But sometimes he knows what he's talking about, and sometimes she knows what she's talking about. And the whole time you got Zooks rolling with you, and he's like some miracle of nature, and you two are just going on yelling about whatever. And it's like, come on. You know what I mean? This isn't a way to... What kind of team building is that?
Oh, you think I'm a miracle. Thank you.
Well, our dramatic conflict has been resolved. Sorry for the stress, everybody.
So are you done with your fan fiction? Would you like to share...
Yeah, any theories?
Information?
Yeah, all right. He rummages around in his cloak. And takes him a while rummaging around in this cloak. And at one point, he drops his pipe, and it falls down the big pipe.
Into the pipe.
Into the pipe. He's like, oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, God. Sorry. God, I hope that doesn't hit the catfish people. Here it is.
And he throws down a big stack of papers held together with clips. And it lands at your feet, and the contents of the paper, at least the one on top, appears to be like scribbled text and like sort of hastily etched images, almost like somebody traced or maybe like hastily copied over what you see there. And he says,
"So that is a copy of a book that you all actually recovered during one of your earliest jobs with the brokerage. That's the journal of Heretic Knob. You secured it at the Abyssal Auction, and you returned it to Joshi for payment, and then he turned it around and sold it to his client for a tidy profit. And that client was none other than Benefactor Orlean."
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Okay. So he killed the Hand of Guidance?
Man, I don't know.
Well, so wait.
Wait, you're an information broker!
Why do we need this book? But okay, so what does the book tell us?
Well, man, hold on.
He hops down from the pipe, and he comes over and he picks up the journal and like puts it in your hands. He's like,
I didn't think you'd just leave it laying on the ground.
Okay, sorry, I take it.
As he hands it to you, you see that this journal, and I think maybe Joshi set this up for you when he hired you to recover it in the first place. It's a bunch of blueprints for a bunch of like pretty out there looking devices. Roll a history check.
Everybody?
Yeah, sure.
I got an 18 total.
I got a 4.
Okay.
I know.
Nine here.
Okay, Devo,
you've read the books.
Yeah, you've read about Heretic Knob. He was a sort of well respected member of the Delmer Society, which... It's been a while since
was
we sort of...
Was Heretic a title or his name?
It became his name, more or less. The Delmer Society was, like, very anti-magic, benevolence. And so, like, they, thought of themselves as more technologically inclined, and Heretic Knob was a, you know, well-known inventor. He created tone wheels, like a lot of the sort of magical tech that you all used on a daily basis in Founders Wake were his creations. But he was branded a heretic and sort of shunned from Delmer Society because his like designs became way too like magical and that sort of went against the Delmer beliefs. And this journal is sort of a catalog of some of the blueprints that branded him as such.
Wait, is the blueprints for a wisp in this book?
No, that's a different thing. That's like hominine
okay,
stuff.
Okay, so then why? Okay, beholder. I feel like...
Please call me the beholder.
The beholder.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you have led the proverbial horse to water. And I want to drink so badly. Oh boy, do I want to drink. But I'm going to need your help here. I don't know what it is I'm supposed to drink.
But
so, let me see if I can get this straight, right?
Yeah.
Orlean wanted this book.
Yeah.
So we got it at the auction. We gave it to Jussie. Jussie gave it to him.
Yeah, but not before I got a copy of it using my own crafty wiles.
Okay, great. That's, I assume so, because you have one here. What does this have to do with Zedess and, the Wisp and everything with the Hand of Guidance?
Because, like, it's a book full of magic stuff and big magic designs, and Benefactor Orlean wanted it, and then one of his old buddies just happens to die, and I think it was murder. So maybe he was doing something bad with the books, with something from the book, and he was like, well, I'll never let you find out about it. And then he poisoned her drink. He hid under her desk and waited for her to go to the potty. And then when she was in the potty, he put a poison in her drink.
So how do you know this?
I see it. I am a buzz. That's me.
Okay. Yes, he's a little fly. I think he is guessing. So I really, really appreciate it. Can I have the book? Can I have this?
I'd be honest, I expected sort of more of a reaction from you all.
Because you're telling us not to trust Benefactor Orlean?
Because he has this, he's doing something bad with the book.
I wasn't crazy about that guy to begin with, honestly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is one more thing.
He reaches into cloak and he pulls out a silver spike that is etched in runes. And he says,
the fuck is that?
He says, it's a tracer spike. I planted one on Benefactor Orlean's ship.
Lead with this!
Well, I thought that the book was like a bigger thing. Like he's, you know, because
he's doing weird shit with the book. Oh, yeah.
I have established motive and opportunity for you all.
I already thought it was him.
You did?
Yes.
It was more of a working theory, though, to be fair.
I mean, but I look at it and I say, who has the power to kill the Hand of Guidance with you know, his magic? Oh, it's Benefactor Orlean, who's a piece of shit and would do it. Benefactor Orlean. Who would like to have more control than to perish?
Thanks for all the info. Right into my ointment.
All right, I like this guy.
Okay, wait, no, hold on. Did you say into your ointment? Is this like you're catching the flies now with the ointment?
Yeah.
That's not the saying.
This metaphor is really screwed.
Are you? Hey, we live in a world of magic, yeah. And recently there was the sallow, and it turned people, gave them fish stuff. Are you a fly?
No, I'm just a guy. I'm just a dude.
A guy fly?
Someone you'd never even expect.
A fly guy.
I do have to say you're pretty fly for a fly guy.
There you go. Should we guess your name? I'm going to say you're Guthrie. I've been looking for him for a while now.
Oh, that stinker. I know who that is, definitely. But do you know? Say it out loud now.
Guthrie?
Yeah, who is that? You say it so I know that you know it.
Okay, so you don't know. I'll take the tracer spike, please, so I can find Orlina and probably kill him, if I'm being honest.
Not with the spike, though. There'd be a pretty hard know. To fight in court, wouldn't it?
No, okay, you are going to kill him, though?
No.
No. Maybe. No, we won't kill
him.
Well,
hold on, because I don't want someone's death on my conscience if it turns out he didn't do it.
I won't. Kidding aside, I wouldn't let him kill him. We'll bring him to justice.
Okay. Well, just be careful and...
All right, thank you. What was your name again?
Oh, Chauncey. I mean, the holder!
All right, Chauncey. Take it sleazy, man.
Hey, listen. Hey, wait, stop. Now you can't go. Stop.
Are you going to kill me, Chauncey?
I'm going to kill all three of you now.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, listen. Your secrets, your
mouth. You cannot tell Joshy. He will be so PO'd if he finds out.
Chauncey, listen.
He will be take so that all, PO'd.
Hey, take the hey, hey.
He will be so PO'd if he finds out.
Somebody with as many secrets as you, I can't afford to betray. All right, your secret's safe with me.
All right, hey.
As long as you stay on the right side of I was gonna say good, but I think I meant us.
Yeah. Can I before I spilled the beef? How was it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It took me a good 3 minutes before I knew precisely who you were. Yeah.
Next time I would say, say less.
Ah, yeah. But it's a work in progress, right? You'll get them next time.
This is actually, this is part of it. I'm not Chauncey. It's an illusion.
You took your hood off. Oh my gosh. You can see.
Hook, line, and sinker. All right. Well, we got to go, right? Keep those
goodbye,
eyes.
Goodbye, whoever keep those peepers you are. Peeled,
whoever you are. Winka, winka.
He says, thanks for falling right into my trap. And then he runs and he climbs up on the pipe and looks down at it like he's going to jump into it. And then he just kind of stands there and waits for you all to leave.
Okay, see you at the glowaker.
We gotta turn. We gotta turn.
Here I go.
He's gonna hide behind. We
okay,
turn
right Diva turns around. Where did you go?
Oh, shit, he fell right in the damn pipe. That was cool as hell, Chauncey.
Thanks.
No, don't.
Be Chauncey.
That guy was not a fly.
Okay, what are you all doing now? We can pick up with you all sort of... do you have money?
We should have money.
I mean, we have...
Did we ever get paid Did we ever get paid for the last mission?
15 lux for bringing the perpetrators to justice. 6 additional lux for the Auroch safe return. So 21 lux total.
And we brought back other animals too.
Nah, still 21's quite a bit. So I will add that to your total now. And if you want to do some shopping before you hit the road again...
Wait, hold on. So we got the spike, though, right?
Yeah, you have the spike. You have the journal.
I'll come with.
Yeah, let's go shop. Is this? Are we doing ship stuff?
Yeah, we can do sort of a one-stop shop if there's things. Let me see. I haven't updated the gear list, but I guess it is still there. So yes, if you look at the gear tab, that's there. We can say that this is a one-stop shop. If you need stuff from Nermal's pile while you are in the Phantom Sea Coast Co, that they can make that work for you. So if you look at weapons, tools, parts, and facilities, you can see all the different ship upgrades. There's consumables too and gear. It's been a while since we've gone shopping, so if you have any questions.
I'm gonna take 6 cloaks of billowing.
Okay. Don't you already have
that's
one?
12. Well, I'm taking 6 of them for different occasions, for different.
You just bundle them all up and cuddle into them at nighttime.
Guys, can we pay off my debt?
If you want to split your 21 3 ways, then everybody's got 7.
No, I don't want to do that. I'll keep sitting on my debt. Jeez, so I
it's
can
going
pay it
to keep
off.
Increasing. In fact, it should be 6 now, not 5.
The juice.
I know how the juice runs, Griffin.
The juice.
But as long as I owe Felix money. Felix is invested in keeping me alive.
Do you think Felix is going to fucking kill you?
No, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's a little more invested in my well-being.
Sure. Okay.
I think we should get, if we're going after a criminal, we should get the brig. Right?
You really plan on arresting him and not killing him?
Well, I mean, we're assuming it's Arlene, but it would be nice to have the facilities.
Listen, I think the best way to do this, because you all are stymied a little bit right now, is to split it 7-7-7, and you all do whatever you want to do with that money.
Okay. As the pilot, I think I'm going for propulsion.
Okay.
So I'm going to get the experimental fins.
Experimental fins. I see. Okay. So these have a +6 speed modifier, but right. a much higher repair check, which is an 8, which is essentially just a flat D20, and you have to roll above that. Okay. So that is 5 lux for the experimental fins. I will update this.
And then I will put my 2 back into the pile.
Okay. So that is now 18 lux total.
Okay. As the kind of scout, ranger, I'm going to purchase the astral sextant.
Okay.
A navigational tool that taps into extraplanar energy to aid in navigation, which basically provides a permanent +2 bonus to readiness rating.
I think as the person who has rolled the most disastrous readiness checks, this as a sort of mea culpa makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. So that's what Zooks is spending his 5 on.
Okay. That leaves you all with 13. Juice.
I was looking at the tools section, and this one that you added under cockpit relay sounds really good. I'm going to grab that, I think.
Okay, that is 2 problems with that. It is grayed out, which means that you all don't actually have access to it. Now, I did hear some typing this time for sure, and it does turn out that it looks like Justin has added something to the tools worksheet, which is...
I learned how to use Excel.
That's
I meant to tell
not
you guys.
Very well, just looking
at... Oh, it's not gray. Okay. You put it in here, it's not gray.
Oh, part of it's gray. Okay, so kick-ass flame decals, and the description is, fucking look sick as hell. When any intelligent being encounters them, they must pause for at least 15 seconds to audibly say, hell yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And that,
hey, Griffin, thank you for adding that. I think that's going to be really useful.
If you want to add kick-ass flame decals... That can't. Oh, it costs -1 engine power. So you, it actually generates.
That is kick ass.
It gets the engine pumped.
Even the engine's into it. I like that.
The engine is like, I could do better.
Hey, you guys see this shit?
I'm going to work harder. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take this and I'm going to work with it. Okay. Kick ass flame decals. They fucking look sick as hell. This costs 0 engine power because it's decals.
Okay, that's so I've, not negative one, but okay,
I have improved it by reducing the amount of engine power required. I've increased the cost to 5 because
what
these kick-ass flame decals do is they do cause the enemy pilot to pause for a moment to audibly say, hell yes, which grants Devo, or the pilot of your ship, advantage on the first position roll of combat.
Yeah, how much can I spend?
I mean, you have 13 left in the kitty.
Well, you have set... Okay, because I do think we need a better engine.
I thought you said we split it.
Well,
yeah, you have 7.
Okay, perfect. I got to get the decals. Those are new. I've never seen them before.
Those are boss.
Yeah, thank you.
Felix looks at them like, where did these come from?
Those are new. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I special ordered them via ISDN number.
He says
it's an interest shop loan.
Oh, and listen, Juice, if you wouldn't mind, how would one learn how to change an Excel? How would
your
one...
wife has to run for office and then you have to spend fucking the last few months of your like healthful years
right.
staring at it as you add like expenses to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that sounds boring.
It's just as well. We don't need rims.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. It would be fun. Yeah. You notice a shipworm from his sort of menagerie poking out of the water, digging in your pocket, and he pulls out real quick and nods at him, and Felix says, well, that leaves 8 lux, which, let me look at the books. Yeah, that's enough to pay off your debt. If that is, so that's one way you could spend that money, is to pay off your debt of 6 lux. And then wouldn't it feel good to not have that weighing on your soul and your heart?
Yes. Yes. How about this? We move up to the basic engine and pay off the debt.
Hmm? Okay, hold on a minute. So, doing the math, we each bought something worth 5, correct?
Yes.
That's 15. 21 minus 15 is 6.
We had 23.
You had 23. Total. You had 2 lux.
Yeah. All right.
So, we could pay off the 6 and get a basic engine, which is 2, for the remaining 8.
Okay. Or we could get a combat engine and pay off most of the debt. Well, I'm just throwing an alternative out there.
But at this point, I mean, we don't have any other things that require engine power.
All right.
Okay. So let's do this. Yes, if you all will allow, we pay off the debt, and then we have 2 left over. Huh?
Okay. All right. Cool.
Okay.
I say we do that. That sounds fine with me. I mean, that sounds fine with me. Amber?
Yeah, sure. What do I care?
We paid off our student loans. That feels
you
good.
You hear a sigh of relief from behind you, and you see a very nervous-looking shipworm holding a sock filled with lux that he was about to club Devo over the head with. And he is looking kind of weepy as he like lowers back down into the water. And Felix collects, or rather, I guess another shipworm collects the 6 lux debt, clearing the slate, and a choir of angels sings in celebration.
Now, would you like to do another loan and we could get some more cool stuff?
I mean, I made a hefty fortune on interest just because of your sort of malfeasance, so I'm not opposed to it.
No, we don't do this. No, I'm going to be solvent.
Okay.
In the black, as they say.
One thing, just as your DM, you may want to spend this 2 lux on some food.
Oh, right.
You have your rations still on you, but that was from last time.
Yes, let's get some generous rations.
And I would like to say that I am very proud of the decision we made to pay off the debt. Because, you know, when you live underwater, it's good to achieve liquidity.
You were so close.
I was really so close close.
That was really a heartbreaker.
Liquidity.
Hey, you were right there. You got right to the finish.
I feel like.
Can I have it? Can I have that
black one? The black circle was like closing in on your face, like giving you that's all, folks, and you fucked it up, and then it opened back up. I want to give you like another pass at it. Just
okay,
like,
thanks.
I've decided that this is going to be like the end of the episode. So
I want Dad to send it out with like no pressure.
Right.
And don't make it, we often do a bit where the bit is that it's not a bit. And it's like, I really need you to nail it. And I'm going to remove that sort of safety net.
It's very appropriate because we are underwater. It's very appropriate since we're underwater that we achieve liquid. Damn it! Liquidity.
Dad, don't make it a bit. I want you to just do it, and that'll be the end of the episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay? I'm not making it a bit. I'm having trouble saying liquidity. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, and
okay,
go.
Do it, nail it, get it.
And I think it's very awesome that we are underwater and we have achieved liquidity.
It wasn't really. Well, shit.
I get it.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.